You said something that struck me, that is, what does it matter what I do? I'm just me. I'm not the combination of many, many people. What does my individual energy impact matter? And I think that that is quite a crucial thing, because if we see ourselves as one country of many, one person of many, one company of many, we may say, okay, I'm a micro company with 8 or 9 employees, and what does my energy consumption or my emission footprint matter in relation to those big companies that are in heavy energy and emission intensive sectors? And I need to fight for my business survival, so I have other priorities. And they're getting the understanding that there indeed means in the systemic efficiency toolkit that help ease my pain. Because on the flip side, let's face that if we want to achieve carbon neutrality, it's not sufficient to go 80% of the journey by decarbonizing the most emission and energy intensive sectors. We need to address all of them. And it's easier actually to have those that are big emitters, because they're a relatively small group and easily to target, than go for the millions of others that we can easily overlook. Yet, if we manage to devise a mechanism how to reach them, they can multiply at a much bigger pace and much further, and also into households. Just as a perspective, in Germany, we have 2.5 million companies, and the large companies that are obliged to have energy management systems fall in the European Emission Trading System, et cetera, or the more recent regulations in regards to product compliance, emission reporting, et cetera, they are less than 10,000 of those companies. So, and understandably, we need to balance the burden, particularly the administrative burden, on the smaller stakeholders that make up 2.4 million companies. But we need to get them on board. And I was once requested by a CEO of a medium-sized company to help him embedding the goal, the net zero goal, in his company. Because he said, it doesn't really help if I instruct my leadership team that this is the goal. It doesn't help if I only have an environment or a decarbonization management person. I need every single team unit leader, division leader, to buy into it, to understand the why, because only then they serve as a role model to their sub-teams and staff. So that is the challenge. Similarly, the unions, yeah, the trade unions, etc. It's also about maintaining jobs. And house owners, and I saw that flag just a moment, house owners also are confronted with the situation. We had that situation recently that energy costs doubled, and then you should invest into, for example, heat pumps, technologically the right thing to do. But how do I manage the upfront investment? I'm struggling to pay my energy bill in the first place. And how can we help households to first manage their energy bills and then equip them with means to reduce them and afford the change, so that we have a balanced thing of maintaining survival, but at the same time finding ways, how do I go from there? And Christina, I have heard Moldova has found quite a tailored approach on how to help households in that situation, where the watering can approach would cost lots of money, but also take the financial means to be active in other areas. So I'm keen to learn what you did in Moldova.